12 years after Congress banned the sale of flavored cigarettes except for menthol, the Food and Drug Administration is preparing to vote tomorrow on whether or not to extend that ban to include menthol cigarettes. A University of Michigan study out earlier this year found menthol cigarettes played a role in 378,000 premature deaths in this country between 1980 and 2018. But there is tough opposition from the tobacco industry to a menthol cigarette ban. Let's bring in Nick Florco. He's a correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Nick, so the FDA has until tomorrow to decide on this ban. We're going to link people to your article because this is a fierce, complicated, knockdown, drag-out battle that's been going on for years. Tell us what this all means.
There's a long history here, as you mentioned. This all started back in 2009 when Congress was giving the FDA the power to regulate tobacco. But this has really been brought to the fore by a lawsuit from public health groups who sued the administration in 2020 over their inaction on this issue. And it was through that lawsuit that the FDA and public health groups have negotiated this Thursday deadline for the FDA to finally decide whether or not to ban menthol cigarettes.
Well, some of the people bringing lawsuits are representing minority communities. Only 29% of white smokers choose menthol. 85% of black smokers do. It has to do with the heavy advertising to inner city neighborhoods. And then more than 54% kids, 12 to 17, use menthol cigarettes, possibly because of that little dollop of mint in it.
Yeah, so public health groups, by and large, I mean, unanimously agree that a menthol ban is justified. And as you mentioned, they say there's two big reasons why. The first, which you mentioned, is that public health groups really see this as a social justice issue. The majority of African Americans who smoke menthol cigarettes, and public health experts say that that's no coincidence. They say it's because there's been a coordinated effort over decades to advertise menthol cigarettes to the black community. And the second reason, public health officials believe that this would help prevent a new generation of young people from getting addicted to cigarettes. Because of that little dollop of pain-relieving gel, produce a milder smoke than unmentholated cigarettes, which make it easier for kids to start smoking and harder for them to eventually quit. So a menthol ban, they reason, would blunt youth tobacco use and have a big public health impact long term.
Well, the reason that menthol wasn't considered in the first bill regulating tobacco products is that there was such huge pressure on lawmakers. They carved out menthol. And now tobacco companies are saying that this is just capricious. But what is the expectation? Is the ban expected to pass?
So it'll likely be decided by the courts, quite honestly. As you mentioned, tobacco companies have basically promised to sue the FDA if they try to ban these products. And they say that the FDA doesn't have a legal justification for treating menthol cigarettes different than non-menthol cigarettes. So the FDA basically has said that there's a public health justification for banning menthol because they say that the data suggests that menthols are drivers of young people beginning to smoke and that menthols are likely associated with greater addiction. But tobacco companies point to their own data that they argue shows that menthol cigarettes do not cause people to start smoking and menthol cigarettes aren't harder to quit. It's pretty safe to say that this fight is not over. A judge is really probably going to have to weigh in on this.
STAT, Washington correspondent Nick Florco, we will follow this with you. Thank you.
Thank you.